You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Tuesday evening's action in Sligo, an 8-race mixed card to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm pretty good, mate. You?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Good week of racing coming up and more action in Ireland tonight in Sligo in both cards. So what more could you want?
8-race card as well, yeah?
Yeah.
It's only keeping me busy.
A bumper 8-race card.
I was making a note of these 8-race cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start charging another 10 quid, I think.
That's not my decision.
I
just push the faders around.
It's, yeah, I know you do.
Yeah.
You did really well, though.
Oh, cheers, mate.
Yeah. Calvin Harris, in disguise.
He's got nothing on me, Calvin Harris.
He's worth about £1 billion down. He's going out with Taylor Swift. That's where the similarity ends.
Yeah, he's got something on me, actually. He's doing far better than me. But what do you make of Sligo anyway this evening?
Yeah, typical stuff. Big fields, tough handicaps. Interesting one or two jump races later on. Not a bad race, the 8 o'clock. That brings together the three that took part in that Galway race the other week, Sligo of 2, Haringey and the unlucky Medina Gold. That's probably the chief contest of the night, certainly value-wise anyway, and prestige. But we should be able to piece together a reasonable list of horses to follow.
Yeah, before we get stuck into it as well, I suppose we probably should mention that the ground and the draw effect at Sligo this evening.
Yeah, just using the usual tools here at Sligo. Good to yielding on the jumps, yielding soft in places, which could dry out significantly during the day if they don't get any rain. Usually low numbers on the flat track, particularly over 7 furlongs of the order of the day. Not so much of a significance over the round track, over a mile and a quarter. Front runners usually dominate here. That's under both codes as well. It's very difficult to make ground from the back of the field. Can be done, of course, but just awkward. So just bear that in mind as you go through the card. Just look out for the little bars. If they're not coming back from the front, then stick with the front runners.
Yep, okay. Let's get stuck into the racing then. The 4.55 is the first race this evening. We start here with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Median Auction Maiden. It's over 7 furlongs, and Hakiba is the 15-8 market leader. 11-4 for Gossip Central, Fair Game 7-2, 10-1 for Crescendo, and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. So relatively short price favourite in the shape of Hakiba, Andy. This filly trained by Dermot Weld has the visor on for the first time, which has paid off in the past. So what do you make of this race?
Yeah, I'd probably go with Hakiba here, largely based on her starting position for a start-off. The stall one is obviously going to be a massive favour, advantage. If she, of course, gets out of the stalls, I mean, there's no point squandering that early position around the inside with a slow beginning, so Pat Mullen will be aware of that. The visor on should, in theory, just get her on her game and sharpen her up out of the stalls. She slightly dwelt last time out at Fairy House, but in the circumstances, run quite well behind Mickey Halford's Vitello. We've seen the second win at the Galway Festival quite easily, Mickey Callaghan's Now or Never. And generally speaking, the form and the time figure of that race was fairly useful. Second favourite, Gossip Central, in comparison, has been given the worst possible stall position out of the ballot. Stall number 11, which could cause one or two problems for a horse who's already had a spin round Sligo, the only one to run round the track when chasing home the Prendergast horse, Rathbride Raven, back in the middle of June. Arthur Moore's horses are in good form. They had a horse called Dandridge win the other day at Tremor, which is a positive, but will be a tough ask to win from stall 11. I'll just throw Fair Game into the mix. Podcasters with a good memory will know that I was quite keen on this horse last time out, but she pulled incredibly hard in a small field tactically run race, and in the end ended up finishing last of 5, but I think she's better than that. That fifth behind Most Beautiful on Waterloo Bridge on her debut would certainly give her a chance here, but it all depends whether she can settle and whether Vanbury can just get her to drop her head. But I'll stick with Hikiba. Decent form, well drawn, visor on first time out, Dermot Weld, Sligo. Now that'll do for me.
Hikiba Frandy then in the opening race. The second race is the 5:30. This is a handicap over 7 furlongs for 3-year-olds and older, rated 47 to 65. Cash or Casualty is the 9-2 favourite this morning. 11-2 for Aquilina. Enigma Code is 11-2 as well. 7s for both Enter the Red and Athersell. 8-1 for Rory's Little Sister. 10s for Vasoni. La Canada is 14s into 10s this morning. 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. We'll start with the market leader, Andy, Cash or Casualty, purely because drawn well, front runner, so that'll all suit. He's won off much higher in the past as well, but the caveat, I suppose, is that he doesn't win very often anymore.
No, he doesn't. I feel a bit sorry for Cash or Casualty because he keeps running to a very high standard. The handicapper doesn't really cut him any slack. He just keeps getting picked off late on. I mean, if he's ever going to get away with it, Sligo could well be his track. As I said, he does suit horses that get out into an uncontested lead, and if that is the case from his low draw, then he could be quite difficult to beat. If Rory Cleary can get a breather into him. Last time out at Tipperary, once again, he's run right up to his very best form. Just got run out of it late on by Apache Gold, who goes really well around that track, Cork. There's certainly no disgrace in that. He's been in the frame virtually every time that he's stepped out on the track this season. He's certainly well handicapped compared to his all-weather mark. He should be entitled to win this, or certainly go very close. He won't mind the dig in the ground. He's certainly going to give you a decent one for your money. 9-2, he looks a fairly decent each way bet. I'd certainly mention Enigma Code, even though he's a 10-year-old and he hasn't won for quite a while. That was a much better return from him the other day down in Cork behind Barbecue. They went a good gallop that day, and he's kept on quite well for pressure later on until getting beat by the Tommy Stack horse. Don't really fancy Aquiline, even though she's drawn in stall one, largely on the count of her not being guaranteed to get the trip. I know she's been consistent of late, but all the best forms over 5 and 6 furlongs, so that remains a bit of an unknown. So I'll stick with Cash or Casualty. He's been an old favourite of mine over the last year or so, and hopefully that loyalty that I'm showing him will be repaid.
Sticking with Cash or Casualty in the 5:30, then the third race on the card is the 6 o'clock, which is a maiden over a mile and a quarter. Either Plan is the 5-2 favourite at the time of recording this. 7-2 for Give Battle and Shamash. 6-1 for Crossandra. Locust Standeye is 12-1. Chief Count 25s into 16s this morning with the headgear on for the first time. And Pat Smullen booked 16-1 for Now This Is It, but that one's a reserve. And 20-1 are bigger prices for the others. Big field maiden, Andy, not always the easiest puzzle to solve. What do you make of it?
Yeah, it's a race where you can only really give two or three a chance. I've been disappointed with Crossandra. She ran really well on debut and then hasn't really gone forward as I thought she would. So I'll probably leave her out of the equation. Either Plan's an interesting runner from a stable in form. Ran a nice race on debut at Leopardstown, but I will put a little bit of a warning across that race. It was a very, very slowly run affair, and horses that were big prices might have been flattered to finish so close to the winner. Either Plan was well positioned and basically just hung on by the skin of its teeth into third, but certainly wasn't making any ground and was actually going backwards quite quickly in the latter stages. So you just look at the bare form, and I think a lot of people are putting two and two together there, and I'd probably come up with 5 rather than 4. I certainly wouldn't want to be backing him at 5-2. Give Battle was slightly disappointed in Wexford the other day, but the form of the race has begun to work out well, so he might be capable of running well here. The winner's gone in again, and Recollection was 4th as one subsequently. But I'm left with Shamash here. This horse ran an excellent race in a very hot maiden at Garran on his debut over an adequate looking trip. He finished 4th behind Sir Isaac Newton and Stop and Linger, who of course have both acquitted themselves in much better company subsequently. He then went to Curragh next time out, and although he got beat in 5th, he certainly showed that he'd improved and learnt a bit from that race in Garran. I mean, the winner was a wildly impressive horse on that occasion, the Dermot Weld trained filly Ashira, but there has been subsequent winners out of that race, including the second Aim Gear in Lass and one further down the field as well. And I quite like the way this horse kept on well for pressure, and you often find with Mickey Hartford horses, they do improve significantly, not only as they race, but as they go up in trip as well. And I think this is the right move here, running him over a mile and a quarter. It'll be a stiff test, and he looks like the kind of horse that'll relish it. He's also got the cheek pieces on for the first time. It reminds me of a horse of Mickey's called Sikandar, now, of course, in the care of Brian Ellison, that did improve once they stepped it up in trip. He's that kind of horse, and in a race where it won't take a great deal of winning, it's hard to see him not being in the frame at the very least. I think you'll fairly be safe with a nice each-way bet on him.
And moving on to the 6:30 next, which is race four on the card. This one is an apprentice handicap over a mile and a quarter. Three colours red is at the top of the market at 4-1. 5-1 for Mahini. Nowhere Jack is sixes with Boris Bike. 10-1 into eights for Chicago Street. Plain Talk in another one that's been trimmed. 16s into 12s. 12-1 for La Gondrina. And it's 14s or bigger for the others. Quite an open handicap, as the betting suggests there, Andy. But three colours red looks pretty well handicapped. I suppose the draw's a slight issue, but if he gets over that, is he well in here?
Yeah, I think if he does lead here, he could take a bit of beating. This three colours red, he certainly is very well handicapped. That's the first point of reference, because I was in the studio on Saturday evening, and we covered that race on William Hill Radio at Tremor, and it went the way of Pincode, who I selected, as the market suggested he would win, and win he did, although he had to really fight tough to see off this three colours red, who made the run in, forced a good pace, really did serve it up down the back, and it took all of Kevin Prendergast's qualities to get by him in the latter stage. And he's a decent horse, Pincode. He's rated in the 80s, so, you know, it was one of those rated races, and he had no right to finish as close as he did, to be fair. They were well clear of the rest, including the third, Secundus Out, who was rated 72. So he split basically an 80 rated and 72 rated horse in a very good time. It was the fastest time on the card as well. So if he can get to the front, and that's the $64,000 question, because he's drawn his stall 13, then I think he's going to take a little bit of beating here, because there's nothing of that quality, nothing of Pincode's quality in this race. As we know, front runners can be very, very dangerous off the front. He stays really well. The soft ground won't bother him. He's run well in Wexford the time before. So he's got everything in his favour here, but it's a simple case of him lead. If he gets to the front in the first furlong or two without burning up too much energy, then I think James Barrett's three-year-old is definitely the one to beat.
Moving on to the 7 o'clock next, which is race 5 on the card. And this one is a handicap over a mile and a quarter. It's for four-year-olds and older, rated 47-70. We do have a significant non-runner here, by the way. Sister Slew doesn't go. And Sister Cartage is the 5-1 market leader. Cheval Rouge is second in the betting at 11-2, 13-2 for Hard Times. Eloge is 15-2, 8-1 for Temasek Star. Sovereign Princess, 9-1. Sheila's Wish is 11s with Irish Reel. And Stoichkov and 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who decided within what looks a pretty open race, Andy?
Yeah, I'll probably go with Cheval Rouge here. It's not a race I've got a particularly strong view on. I'm not really left with a lot to tip, but this horse is certainly well enough handicapped to strike here off a mark of 68. Certainly if you go back through the annals of time, you'll see this horse has won off much higher marks, including its last ever victory, which came here 2 years ago at Sligo, when it beat Treasure the Ridge, no less, off a mark of 84. She's obviously tumbled down significantly in the rating subsequently, and she's actually been let off £4, amazingly, by the Irish handicapper. It certainly doesn't happen in this country, for finishing last of eight the other day beyond Empress Tora. Basically, she's always going to get outpaced over seven furlongs on good ground around Cork. That was a bizarre move by Harry Rogers. Maybe he's just looking for a race just to give her the blow out of the cupboards, and he's had this race perhaps in mind for quite a while, because she doesn't often get a chance to run at Sligo over a mile and a quarter, which is her best trip. And if you go back to that run early on in the season as well, it certainly suggests that she's still got plenty of pace in her legs when she finished fourth behind the Inform 3, Dally and Shandigan and Dance with the Angels at the time. They were all in rampant Nick Doser in. She's kept on quite well. Behind Curvy the time before, another, you know, horse that's been running in Group 1 level. You know, she had no chance there on good ground. So the condition is absolutely ideal. She goes back to a track where she's 2-for-2. She's very well treated. She hasn't been running too badly. And it's such a bad race that surely she's got to be a factor. So Cheval Rouge at the top price this morning, 11-2 with William Hill. Again, another realistically good each-way bet.
Cheval Rouge in the 7 o'clock then. We're over the hurdles from here on out. In the 7:30 is a maiden hurdle. It's over 2 miles. And Crystal Earth is the 11-10 favourite. 13-8 for Shadigan. Runyon Rattler is 7-2. 28-1 for Shetuck Time. And 40s all bigger for the other. So the market suggests it should be between only three of these. And do you see it that way yourself?
Yeah, I do, yeah. That's still a race, actually, between the three. You know, you can give them all chances. Crystal Earth has been running really consistently well. She deserves to get ahead in front. She was a bit unlucky the last day because Bally Ambervik got a great ride by Johnny Burke, and unfortunately Jack Kennedy rode Crystal Earth. Probably didn't know this mare well enough, and he left her with a little bit too much to do. But you know, that run along with the Galway run suggests she's right on top of her game. She likes soft ground. She's a fairly reliable conveyance, despite not winning as many races as what she should have done. All in all, probably just about a worthy favourite. I have Shadigan, who has been running well under both codes, and has definitely got a chance. But the one that interests me here at the price, this is just a perfect each way bet for those that do like your each way magazine. Eight runners hopefully will go to post. And I'm going to take a chance at Runyon Rattler at 7-2. Doesn't do what he did the last day here. He must have been a furlong behind. It's quite an incredible run anyway in the circumstances, but he fluffed his chance at the start. I don't really know what happened because the camera kind of panned in on the front runner, Desmond Lodge, and we didn't realise how far Runyon Rattler had been left behind until it panned back as I went past the winning line. It must have been, like I say, at least a furlong behind. It's quite incredible. The horse only got beat 6 lengths in the end. It made all that ground up incredibly. And, you know, it's obviously the horse is in fantastic nick to be able to do that. Prior to that, it had won by 31 lengths, no less. So if this horse decides to play ball at the start and gets off on the level terms, clearly around a track where it goes well, at 7-2, this horse basically just can't be out of the frame. So Runyon Rattler is probably one of the strongest bets at the prices anyway this morning.
Strong vote from Andy then in the 7:30. Moving on to the 8 o'clock, the penultimate race in Sligo this evening. This one is a handicap hurdle over 3 miles, and the market headed by 7-2 co-favourites of 3 this morning. Sligo to Harang and Medina Gold, all 7-2. 8-1 for Steel King, Disputed is 8s as well. It's 10-1 for Ongenstown Lad and 12s or bigger for the others. So the market can't split Sligo to Harang and Medina Gold. Andy, can you split them?
Well, the bookmakers have basically just put them in at all the same price and said, there you go, you choose, you try and split them, we can't. And it is very difficult to choose between the three, obviously, whichever one handles the track, whichever one turns up in the best form. And we don't really know which one will. But of the three, I'd probably just go with Medina Gold out of that race at Galway. Going down to the last, it looked like Peter Fahey's charge was going to win. It was upside to Rang, definitely going to better. Unfortunately, just clipped the top bar, landed on its hind legs, skidded to the ground and lost any chance it had of winning. But it did regain its equilibrium momentum quite nicely and ended up finishing an ever nearer third in the end, ran on again. But it was basically presented on a plate to Sligo 2, who was in the process of probably finishing third at the time, as it seemed. But he did, to be fair to him, stand quite strongly. The form has been boosted by the second. Harang, of course, went down to Roscommon and won a chase the other day. So I definitely think the win will come from one of those three. Steel King ran poorly out of that race at Galway and under similar conditions today around a similar track. I'm not sure he can bounce back to form, and Disputed has just been a little bit disappointing. So Medina Gold ran about 7-2 this morning. Hopefully he'll make up for that untimely incident last time out.
Medina Gold for Andy in the 8 o'clock then. The 8:30 is the final race that we look at. This is a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. Whiskey Galore is the 5-1 favourite. 6-1 for Ullswater. Captains and Kings is 8-1, as is Rialta Rathcoan. 8-1 for Personal Shopper. 8-1 for Drive the Bus. 9s for Gold Class and 10s are bigger for the others. So wide open finish to the card, Andy. Who do you side with them there?
Not a particularly strong race here to conclude. Very, very wide open. Whiskey Galore is a worthy favourite. He's basically been put in favourite here because he loves the track. But if you take away his victory, which he got in the steward room, he's actually 0-45. So even though he's got a 1 by his name, it's one of the most bizarrest stewarding decisions I think I have ever seen when this horse got the race last time out. He was clearly second best. He's top class, definitely beat him on merit. He just slightly nudged across him after he jumped the last and he took his ground. But the thing is that I don't think the steward took into consideration Whiskey Galore's overall profile, because he wouldn't have gone by if he would have carried on running for another 5 miles. But slight interference had taken place, and like I say, that they literally applied the rules to the letter, and he did get the race. But he run well. He'll definitely run well here, Whiskey Galore. I mean, because he always does run well at the track. But like I say, he's technically 0-45. So the chances are he'll hit the frame without winning. Ullswater's a very interesting runner for Gordon Elliott. Picked up for a bag of spuds last time out at the sales. And he would definitely have enough back class to go well here, because he used to be a decent horse for Andrew Turnell back in the day. He's certainly off a good mark, and if Gordon Elliott can work the oracle with him, he'll be of interest. But I'll probably just take a little bit of a punt with Persian Wind here at a price, around about 10-1 on the morning line. He's been running quite well of late at Roscommon and Kilbeg, and then last time out at Galway on soft ground behind the well-handicapped Sandy Martin horse, Dollar and a Dream. And he was keeping on quite well there on the running to finish sixth. Although he hasn't won a race, at least he's got he's had fewer chances than Whiskey Galore, and perhaps there might be a little bit more to come. So Persian Wind each way in the final race.
Persian Wind each way then. As always, Andy, let's just have a quick summary if you'll spin us through your selections for Sligo one more time.
Yep, spin through the quad again quite quickly. We'll go with Hakiba, drawn one, Vizon in the first. Second race, low drawn, Casual Casualty, hopefully has got a good chance of making all. Shamash looks at each way bet to nothing in the 6 o'clock. In the 6.30, the best handicapped horse in this race by distance is Three Colours Red, and he gets a nat vote on the card. In the 7 o'clock, I'll go with Chevelle Rouge, who's certainly well-treated on her back class, and she does like the track. If Runyon Rattler gets off on terms, he surely will give the other two in the market, Shadowgan and Crystal Earth, plenty to think about. In the 8 o'clock, Medina Gold was a bit unlucky the last day behind main market rival Sligo of 2 and Orang. Hopefully he can jump the last a bit better anyway here today. And in the 8.30, Whiskey Galore was a bit lucky to get the race in the stewards room the other day. Not sure whether he's capable of winning. And I will go with Persian Wind as an alternative.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy Sligo this evening.
Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.